You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Let's go to Elizabeth Schultz now. She's a Fairfax County School Board member. It's a busy day, Elizabeth, because after 2 years of debating and fighting and clawing and arguing and everything else, Jeb Stuart High School is going to get a new name tonight. What's it going to be?
Oh, my word. I wish I could tell you. we had a work session last Monday, and I expressed frustration last Monday and said, I don't understand in about 10 days how we're going to arrive at a decision, because we're not arriving at a decision today. It's not clear. And little did I think that I was a soothsayer then, and that we would still be arguing behind the scenes about how this is going to go down. I literally cannot tell you. I have my inclination that we're going to wind up with a name of a school that is a concept word. I don't exactly know what
is
that
means.
Is
this Justice High School? Is that the idea?
This is Justice High School. So, the community got together with the newly advertised process, which I think this is maybe the third or fourth process that we've advertised to the community about how we're going to arrive at a name. And the superintendent, our new superintendent, Dr. Brabrand, carried out that process, which was, over two Saturdays in September, soliciting names from the community 1 week, and then the following week, only the homes in the Jeb Stuart High School pyramid were allowed to vote, and only one vote per household.
Let me just pause you for a second to remind people the reason they're changing the name. Jeb Stuart was a Confederate general, and this has obviously become a source of controversy. So the last 2 years they've been debating it, and now you've had this community vote. What did the community vote tell you?
So the community vote told us that they wanted to keep the name just Stuart. Drop the Jeb. And the interesting thing was that the motion that was put forward by the board members and passed, not by me, was they asked the community, would you please consider keeping the name just Stuart in order to mitigate costs and be able to heal and move the community forward? That was in the motion that they passed. And so the community said, yes, that's actually a great idea. So the top vote getter for first place and the top vote getter overall was just having it named Stuart. The students embraced it. They added the hashtag New Stew. They started rebranding themselves. They ordered spirit wear for themselves that said New Stew, that had just the name Stuart. And so we've arrived at the end of the process, and of the 73 names that were put forward by the community, of all the votes that the community put in, we're now plucking one word out of the dictionary, just justice, because there wasn't enough support for Thurgood Marshall. And they're just lopping off justice from Thurgood Marshall and just naming it just justice. The community never even voted on that.
Yeah, so by not going with the pick that clearly the students want, that the community wants, what kind of backlash is this? I think this just creates more problems.
I think it's the final act in a play of dishonoring what the community has asked for, and it upends representative government. I think we're losing rapidly control over how you serve as a public servant. The great news, the flip side is I've compromised. I, I haven't come 180 degrees, but I feel like I've come about 155 degrees. And when I didn't want to do anything, I've always wanted to respect what the community has asked for and do what they said. And so I've come forward and I've said, look, I'll put forward just Stewart, but in a compromise, in an effort to bring healing to a community, I said, let's go with the Colonel Louis G. Mendez Jr. option. This guy, if we want to hold up a story to young people about how to live your life, here is a man who is of both Native American and Mexican heritage, actually Native American, Spanish, and Mexican heritage, who came from nothing, poverty, born in Colorado, moved here with his family through education and personal responsibility, lifted himself up, eventually went to West Point, became a highly decorated airborne combat veteran of World War II and the Korea War, whose unit, oh, by the way, in the Korea War was called the Raiders. I mean, how prophetic is that? Was the recipient of a Distinguished Service Cross and 3 Bronze Stars, and was an educator both in the military later after his war service, and afterwards went on to what was the Department of Education eventually, and led National Right to Read program. He lived in the Stewart community for 60 years. He had 12 children and put 8 of them through Jeb Stewart High School, so was an advocate of public high school or public school. And so I think, if we're going to leave this with a shred of integrity at the end, holding up for any kid of any color, right, of any background, somebody who is devoted to their faith, their wife, their children, their country, and other people, this is the story that I think we should be proud to put forward somebody that has this background.
It seems like a pretty good choice. I mean, it seems like this is the kind of thing that would probably satisfy a lot of people. Military, Mexican-American, Spanish, and Navajo Indian. He's kind of got it all going for him.
He checks all the boxes. Yeah. All he has to do is get a sex change, and he's in.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
I can't offer that.
I don't know if you call Louis G. Mendez Jr. High School is a little wordy, but we had a suggestion from a listener who said if they're going to call it justice, they should just call it social justice. Make the mascots the Warriors and just end it all.
How about Justice League? This is right off the screen. You'd have to write this script in order to get to this reality. Mendez High School and a high school that is majority Hispanic. This is a story that if we turn this down, I have no explanation anymore on how you arrive at any decision on this board.
Well, we'll know a lot more tonight after that vote gets taken. Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, thanks very much for giving us an update.
Thanks, guys.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with COTA. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.